Penny Greer is a successful photographer who runs her own company. Penny, is it important to take a college photography course if you want to do this work?
I think so. It changed my life. I'd already realised how creative taking photos could be, and my college course was heavily commercial, which put me off at first. My idea was that photography was art, and I had little interest in taking photos to sell things. I'm glad I got over that. But above all, what I learnt there was how to use light and to apply that understanding to whatever I want to shoot. Once you get that, you lose the fear of making mistakes.
What made you specialise in wedding photography?
After college, I did some work for wedding photographers who had quite traditional ideas of how to express the character of the event. A wedding's an emotional day, and photography to me is an emotional process. I'd never thought about it till then, but putting the two together made sense. I was keen to experiment with breaking the rules by being more a fly on the wall, catching what's happening without interfering.
Then you set up your own company. How do you attract customers?
I've advertised a lot in the past year and built a good website to showcase my work. I have print ads in a few wedding magazines and ads on their sites. The thing that's really worked is the postcard. I get a mailing list monthly of new brides and mail out postcards. I get over 80% of my calls, meetings and bookings from this source. The ultimate goal is to get the majority of business through personal recommendation.
How do you spend a typical working day?
I'm usually stuck at my computer, mostly editing and working on the jobs I shot the previous weekend. While doing this, I also deal with phone calls and emails from interested customers and set up meetings. About a tenth of my time's meeting clients and getting to know them, and only around a fifth is actually shooting. The rest is working on the shots to prepare them for presentation.
How do you get what you want in a wedding photo?
Obviously, it has to capture the powerful emotion of the occasion. I find it's when everybody's comfortable because nothing's worrying them. That's when they stop acting for the camera and I achieve what I'm looking for. Some weddings I photograph, the couple want things a little different. They wear something unusual and their guests have to wear special clothes, so the photos turn out pretty bizarre. Those shots can be the most fun to take.
What do you love best about your job?
Now I have greater freedom to move in different directions. My decisions are trusted and I don't have to try and adapt to the various tastes of other people. I'm both scared and proud to make my career choices, and being my own boss is something I couldn't live without. In the early days, it was fulfilling to be able to create and work on the shots from beginning to end, but now I'm hoping to take on an assistant to deal with certain parts of the process.
What advice do you have for younger photographers?
The more you shoot, the more you grow. Some people worry they'll end up with too many photos, but you just have to learn to delete them. It's not about doing something different at every job. It's more about using the camera until you're 100% confident in what you're doing. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but I always learn from it, and it keeps me fresh. Besides, once you start running a business, you don't always get to shoot as much as you'd like. So do as much as you can now.